أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَى فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. From the beginning of the surah to here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about very briefly an ayat or two about qiyamah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the three groupings of man, especially the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going forth from here, for the next 18 ayats or so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His Qudrat, Allah's power and Allah's might. And if we look at it very carefully, we can tie this up to the very beginning of the surah, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبًا خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring forward the point that those that deny the day of Qiyamah, those that deny the resurrection, those that deny the fact that we will leave this world, we will die, but death is not the end of existence. There is a life far beyond that, and that life is an everlasting life, a life forever and ever. Now in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses some very important aspects to demonstrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen such aspects that is absolute necessity for man. That if these aspects of the Qudrat of Allah did not exist, then man would have not been sustained on the surface of this earth. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with us ourselves, our own creation, how we were created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. We have created you, then why do you not accept the truth? You are our own creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very, very clear. And no human being can claim to have created himself. No human being can claim that anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him, because he'll have absolutely no proof of it. So فَلَوْ لَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. Why do you not accept the truth? The truth with regards to your own creation, the truth about the life beyond your death. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now goes into a discussion that do you not see that sperm that you emit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about just one aspect of the creation of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about just one aspect of insan. And Allah ta'ala speaks on the sperm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O male, you emit it, you deposit it into the womb of the woman. And after that, what happens? أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you another question, that are you the one that has created it, or are we the ones that create? The sperm itself, who is the creator of it? And then thereafter, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided life from one stage to another, from that nutfa, the alaqa, from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the cloth of blood, from there a lump of flesh, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the bone, and then on that bone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dresses it with the flesh once again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates perfect insan. All of that in a small little womb of a woman within three darknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that. Now that is all the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work, and there is absolutely, again, no human being that can deny that this is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no human being that can deny that this is a perfect work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala presents in front of us. We were not there when Allah created the skies. We were not there when Allah ta'ala created the sun, the moon, the stars. But definitely daily, from time to time, man experiences this great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the womb of a woman, and man will have to testify that this is the greatness of Allah, this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about another aspect, that you, O insan, you are so used to cause and effect in this world, but you have forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the musabbibul asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the initial cause. He initiates cause and Allah ta'ala initiates effect. That is all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes to the next part of it and Allah says, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, that between you we have decreed death. We have decreed that insan, you are going to leave this world. And when you leave this world again, you may think it is the termination of life and there is no life beyond. Everybody will say maut and death terminates life, but a mu'min and a believer believes that thereafter another life starts, the alame barzakh, alame akhirat, or obviously the day of qiyamah, standing in front of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision of Jannat or Jahannam. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to another part. Then what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed maut upon us? وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And we will never be overpowered to change the likes of you. وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that we create you in a form or a shape which you do not know of, or we will create you in a space that you do not know of. Isn't that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done it the first time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can always do that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the logical value of this out, that is Allah, that is the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us once, and there is absolutely no one that can overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can incapacitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from recreating insan. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah terminates and Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَىٰ فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. O insan, you know the first creation, you know how the seed was germinated, you know how the fetus came about, you know how from one stage to the other everything happened, and you know how insan was fully formed and came out into this world. So you know the first creation. So why do you not take heed that if Allah has done it the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to life once again, and we will stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in this magnanimous way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about an argument, Allah brings this discussion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only shows His qudrat, His power, His might, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that the day of qiyamah is a reality, or rather the whole concept of after death is a reality. It is going to take place, and for you and I, intellectually, we will have to prepare for it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.